So, Lucas, why did the cell phone get glasses?
I am not sure.
Because he lost his contacts.
Ah, very good.
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
They don't wear glasses.
They don't. Nope.
You're listening to the Faster Freedom Show, hosted by us, Sam Prim
and Lucas Walls.
Hello and welcome to the Faster Freedom Show. My name is Sam.
And I'm Lucas.
And Lucas, we're sitting in our corner still. One of these days, we're going to be out of our corner and we are going to be in our new studio with our incredible background.
I can't believe Tyler just literally puts us in the corner.
Yeah, he does. Don't
it's
put
like,
baby
go
in
there,
the corner.
Stay there for 45 minutes, do your podcast.
What is that? Don't put baby in the corner. I hear that all the time. Yeah. What's that from?
It's an older saying. I've heard like Eminem rap about it, and I've always like, does that make sense?
What does it mean?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Obviously, it means like don't like put like a crazy person. I don't know. Either way. Anyways, I don't know what that saying means. So if you know what that saying means, let me know.
Yeah,
DM
let
me
us
on
know.
Instagram or comment below on YouTube. Also, Lucas, this is the first time ever that I've gotten the earpiece in the right way. It's so comfortable and it's in there. It's always like half dangling out.
We probably wore these for 20 episodes.
And this is the first time it's ever been in my ear proper. Like I was almost like, how do people sing and dance and like on stage with these kind of things in and at church seeing people with them in and jumping around? And I was like, it would fall out, but now I feel it. It's in.
Are you sure? It doesn't look like
it. Doesn't? If, well, it feels.
It looks like sideways and like jammed. But
well, I think that's
if
how
it feels good.
I think that's. Yours isn't in, right?
Mine is perfect.
Yours is hanging out. Anyways. All right. So today we got a jam freaking packed episode. We're going to talk about is your work toxic? I like this topic because most of our audience is us, generally, somebody millennials ish age. A range that have W-2 jobs. So we're going to talk about work environment, our work environment, your work environment, and get into that. Then I'm going to stump Lucas with some riddles. We're going to talk about a few trending topics, get into a little old Colin Kaepernick. That's been a minute since I've heard that name.
Me too.
Talk about some recalls. See, it fell out. I told you your earpiece wasn't in right. And then we're going to motivate him up. How's that sound? You ready to rock?
I think it's going to be a good episode, my friend.
All right, so Lucas, people usually spend about 8 hours of their day, about half of their awake time at work. So you want to be somewhere that is not a toxic environment, that doesn't drain on you personally. I feel like not everybody, but a lot of people go to work, right? And there's a negative environment, it's toxic, there's drama, there's things that they don't like, their boss, their coworkers, whatever it looks like. And then they get home and that bleeds into their personal life. So it's almost like your work, and people will probably say, duh, but it's almost like your work, Lucas, can like consume your entire life. And if it's toxic and negative and you bring that home, it even affects your personal life. So having a toxic work environment is bad. So we're going to kind of define that and kind of break that down a little bit. But yeah. People should like where they work and feel comfortable there and not try to bring the negativity home. What say you?
I think that's the key. And people nowadays, or not nowadays, I don't know if that's the right word, but people don't believe, a lot of people don't believe that they should like their job. There's like, oh, it's a job. I'm supposed to hate it. And I think that's where the mindset starts. And I think that's where we started to shift it and flip the script on everybody. Like, no, you want to be here. And if you want to be here, you're going to be that much more productive.
Yes. I mean, we really take pride in our culture. And I feel like culture, work environment, you know, whether it's toxic or not, they're kind of synonymous. They're a little bit different. But in general, I'm going to use them somewhat the same. But before I do, Lucas, sometimes we literally have thousands of dollars of shoes on. And now our shoe game is rough today.
Yeah, I mean,
those are nice OCs. These are nice Freedom Ones, but still, they're just not quite. It's okay.
$100 maybe.
$100 probably. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah,
it's just something I noticed. It's sometimes we come strong with the shoe game, sometimes we don't.
I need better tennies I can wear with shorts.
Yes, Jordans aren't super short.
Not most of them.
Nope.
Yeah.
Freedom Twos are coming out this winter, so maybe.
Are they going to be?
I don't know. Matt does them.
What are those, Maxes?
Yeah.
Okay. So are they going to stick with the Max theme?
I don't know what he's going to do.
We'll see.
These are good with shorts, though. Different colors, though. Yeah. But anyways, all right. I'll try to keep us on the path to the purpose of this segment. All right. So, Lucas, I want to talk a little bit about our work environment, and then if you wouldn't mind, we can kind of delve into some things that we've heard at our old jobs as well as from other people in the corporate world, some toxic things. So we really try to empower our employees. We try to have a positive work environment. One of our core values is drama-free, which is part of toxicity. I feel like people talk behind each other's back and being negative. So we do our best to try to negate that by talking about it, keeping a positive environment. We do a coffee truck every Tuesday for our employees and team members as we like to call them, but, you know, similar thing for people listening. But we just try to keep a positive environment. We have resources for people that if they are going through something, you know, where they can talk to someone in the office, Ashley, and things like that. So we do our best to try to provide a positive mindset and a positive mental health work environment. But I don't know that everybody takes it that seriously, especially these boomer managers that we like to talk about, the boomers that bash on millennials saying that they don't want to work. And I think you've said it best is, no, they don't want to fucking work for you. Because I know people younger than us, Gen Z, whatever they are, that like work their ass off because they like how they work and like who they work for.
Yeah, I think culture is becoming more and more important, and people don't want that toxic environment. And if you're a boomer or an older business owner and you don't care about culture, you're not going to attract those younger, talented people that say don't want to work for you.
Yeah, for sure. So I think having that environment will attract the right people, and it'll almost become like a domino effect after that. You start to bring in the right people. They tell their friends. They bring in all those kind of things. So I think having that work environment and prioritizing that lack, you know, not what's the opposite of toxic? I don't even know. Pure?
There you go. If you think about it.
You laugh, but it's kind of right, I think.
Pure.
Pure work environment if you're watching.
Non-toxic.
That's probably the opposite of toxic would be non-toxic. T-York, check that. Yep, but he said that's right. So
what about going through some things that some examples of a toxic environment, and then how we do things differently here to combat that, to try to make it pure?
And if you got to check out our YouTube if you have not, because I pured it with the hand. It's
yes,
like, kind of like a python,
like a little, and the pythons be a little harder. But
I think a slow-mo python
more, it's like a little more finesse.
All right, awesome. So you want to start that off?
Yeah, so I think let's start off with the drama, like when people talk behind other people's backs, it makes and it circles around, and they, that person hears about it. It makes people feel like shit. And why would you want to be at your job if you feel like shit? So we try to eliminate the drama. And to me, that's talking negatively behind a person's back just to do it, right? Mm-hmm. If there's leadership conversations talking about, hey, is this the right person for this role, that's fine. But if we're talking negatively just to talk negatively about someone and gossip and do all that crap, that is completely 100% not allowed at our company. And it is a fine line, because we want people to feel heard and be able to talk to us, but we're not going to allow people that we supervise to negatively talk about their team members.
Yeah, I think that positive mindset in general, and then that drama free again, which is in our current core value. So I 100% agree with that. Can I give you an example of some toxic traits that were at my old job?
Yeah, that'll help too.
So my old job, not going to name the company a lot, some people know, but like there was a sales side, right, of selling. There's three legs of the company. A sales side, so sales guys, sales gals selling the equipment. There was the part side, the people selling the parts, which is where the higher margins were, and then the service side, the people working on the equipment. And there's a union for parts, and so it was pretty separate. That was very toxic. Like the parts people would overcharge us, where we felt, or some of the sales guys felt like, on their stuff so they could make more profit, even though we all work for one company. They wanted their silo there. Their company, or their part of the company, to look better, so they would make their portion of their company, the P&L that they're responsible for, better by digging into other parts of the company's P&L and other parts of the company's money. So just, it was very common, and the service guys hated the sales guys, and the sales guys hated the service guys, and so it was very toxic as far as like, we're in it for us, we're in the union, you're not. Well, that's just part of it for this specific example, but it was very, very like us against us, and that is definitely something you don't want. I feel like we do a really good job with that, especially within the companies, like, you know, the flipping, the you know, we try to do it throughout all the companies. There's not a ton of interaction between the companies, but in general, yeah, the departments wanting their department to look better, and the best way to do that is make another department look bad. That was pretty prevalent.
That sucks, man, because even though you're all on the same team,
yep,
and even with you know, a good company like you were at,
yeah,
it shows the challenges of that. So it definitely gives us stuff to think about as we grow, to try to continue the teamwork and camaraderie that we have here at Prosper.
Yeah, for sure. So that's just, and I feel like that's probably somewhat common in some, you know, different industries, different companies, but the departments You hear about it, you know, at other companies, but departments trying to kind of downplay another department or, you know, stepping on a department to look better. That is definitely a toxic work environment.
Cool. Another one, I would say, if you're stressed out to the max, you talked about a little bit, is bringing it home. So there's I guess, two main ways in my eyes to be stressed out. And one of them is like overworking. We love to work hard here and get shit done, but we have the right people on the team for the right roles on our team. So they're in alignment with what they're doing every day. So even if they work 9, 10, 11 hours sometimes, you know, they're having fun while doing it, and it doesn't feel like work as much, and therefore that stress is not there.
Yeah, I think you made a good point. So having the right person with the right mindset, with the right attitude, with the right work ethic in the right role. There's certain roles that require evening and weekend work. There's certain roles that you can just kind of come here, be here, be positive, have fun, but punch in, punch out, for more lack of a better term. So getting the right people in the right roles, I think, will lead to employee team member satisfaction, which will lead to a better work environment. There's so many, it's not like a math formula. I feel like that's why it's hard, because there's some science to it, there's some art to it, there's some math to it. So it's all of these things that you kind of have to keep an eye on, and mainly getting the right people in place takes care of 90% of it, I would say. There's still other things you can screw up a good person, I feel like, as far as, you know, them working for you. But having the right people, I think, just if you do that, you're 90%, maybe not 90%, but 80% of the way there.
Yeah. And even the right people, like you said, you can screw up. So we don't screw up our people. We do at least quarterly capacity checks is what I call them, and make sure, you know, if we have someone at 100% capacity, you're really just going throughout your day doing your work, and you're never, we always look for a little bit extra, right? Mm-hmm. Like we call them rocks in our business. So we always want to do a special project every month or every quarter to help push your role and expand your role, or help push the business forward. So if there's not enough room in your capacity to be able to tackle some of those big projects, you know, we got some work to do as leaders to help streamline some things for you, so you have that room, or help come get you some help, some actual physical labor help of some sort. So I think the sweet spot is at like 80-85% capacity. Mm-hmm. Then that leaves a little room for magic.
Oh, I agree. I like that. So my like motivation Monday part is going to be on like if you have a job you don't like and what to do. So I'm going to save that for that. If you're good with that, so remind me so I don't forget that, because I go places sometimes, as you know.
I will jot that down.
And by the way, this is the first time I've seen you in like 2 weeks. You're looking a little. You're looking tan still from Florida a little bit. Tan hasn't faded a ton.
Yeah, it was friggin' hot in Branson too.
Yeah,
was it? Oh my gosh. Yeah, I was sweating my balls off.
Well, that's not good.
We were outside for balls. Like 4 hours. I was like, why am I wearing jeans and boots?
And so that's so you overcompensated today with shorts.
It's supposed to be hot here today.
Well, it's cold in here, but yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about 90 here today. So,
yeah.
And I'm going to be outside a lot today. So.
Well, you need your balls, so don't sweat them
don't
off.
Don't sweat them off. Keep them.
Don't do that.
I don't know if I do need them anymore.
Well, that's true. You don't. Well, you don't. Well,
they're
usually
actually purses disconnected.
Anyway. Yeah, they're actually not even. They're just hanging. Okay, off of Lucas's balls. Let's move on. A hard left to that would be riddle me this. So, Lucas.
Thank you for saying I'm tan. The little glow.
The hairy legs a little glow.
Let's go.
A little olive-ness. There you go. Looks like got tan legs, so I'm going to show them off today.
I'm going to do it.
So if you're listening, head to our YouTube channel, The Fast Freedom Show, to check out Lucas's legs.
Ooh, they hot.
They hot. All right, riddle me this. So, Lucas, this is where I try to stump you.
Oh, boy.
All right,
I have not looked at these ahead of time either. These have been so hard.
All right. What has many keys but can never open a lock?
Florida keys.
Ooh.
Probably not.
That's not it. No. But I mean,
I'm always wrong. It always kind of makes sense. Yeah. But it's
think
never
about it. This one, I feel like this one's the one you're going to get.
Piano?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. All right. So which is heavier, a ton of brick or a ton of feathers?
It's the exact same weight.
Oh, he's 2 for 2.
Yeah.
When he's tan, he's the man.
Let's go. I got that vitamin D.
Have you seen? Oh, we never talked about it. You seen Barbie, right?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I thought I was going to like it more, honestly.
Did you like those couple scenes I told you
There's
about?
Some great scenes and some great acting and actors and actresses. But and the message was great. I just felt like, I don't know, it was just something was missing.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's I think it's going to be like the biggest movie in several years as far as box office goes and everything. But yeah, I just was thinking of that because Ken and Tan, like, but like Ryan Gosling's,
Ken.
He's like top of the A-list. After like watching that, you're like, he's like a star. Like just watch him on.
He's Ken.
Yeah,
he's Knuff.
He's Knuff. He was. His character was hilarious.
He was. Yeah. Yeah,
like how when he started to realize,
he's like, "Wait, men run the world."
And he was like, and like that one, and he was like, that lady was, and that guy like pushing away. He's like practicing pushing. He's so funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Anyways, yeah, I liked Oppenheimer better the two I saw, but there's a couple of scenes in Barbie that I thought were really good.
I agree.
She like came into that when she was in that park and all those people were like laughing and doing that stuff. I thought that was really good. Anyways, all right, little turbulence. That's how we roll. All right, Lucas. Which five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
Oh, my goodness. Which five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it?
Short.
Okay.
You shorter. Said it. Get it short, and then shorter becomes
I know it was something like that. I was thinking, like, a number that you add two letters to that like subtracts two or something. I don't know.
I wouldn't have got that one, but like reading it and seeing it, like it literally says five short and five letter words tricky, but like, so that gets you thinking numbers, but it becomes shorter. Literally the only word that becomes shorter when you add two letters is short.
Yeah. Well, so done.
Two for three. Well done, you.
You stumped the man.
You got two for three. That's the best you've ever done. And you even had Florida keys, which is kind of like kind of right.
Two one. Right. So really I got three for three.
Three out of
four. Because I did two answers for one.
Okay. Wow. T York, you have to step your game up. Walls is.
No, please don't. Those are so hard.
He looks up the opposite word of toxic. What is it? Oh, non-toxic. Yeah. Yes. Harmless and safe.
What about.
I said pure. Toxic and pure. I think if that's you're talking about like the chemical toxicity, then maybe pure.
Yeah, like you're thinking of like a Dark Knight when they put the poison gas in like the water, and that's toxic water. But if it wasn't,
that was Batman Begins. But yes,
pure. Yeah, you're right.
I watched Dark Knight the other day, and I watched Avengers again.
Which one?
The first one. I think favorite Marvel movie out of all Marvel movies,
Guardians of the Galaxy for me.
Yeah, the one or two. Gotta pick one. I said one movie.
One.
Probably. Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy is probably top five, but Avengers is so good.
And, like, and honestly, the new Spider-Man.
New Spider-Man is, I mean.
It's that good in my
eyes. Well, I think that's my favorite, but I think technically that's Sony. That's not really like the Marvel.
What?
That's not even going to be on Disney Plus. Sony's, so it's, Sony owns rights to Spider-Man. They sold it to Marvel for a few movies and now it's backed up. But anyways.
Okay.
Sorry, but yes, Spider-Man is my probably that movie is incredible. You were telling me the other day, like, you get home and you're like, all right, what do you guys want to watch before bed? And they're like, it's Bluey or this, that. You're like, no, we're watching Spider-Man again.
Like, it's so mad. They're like, not again.
You're like, we're watching it.
Yeah.
Yes, we do that too. Mae's like, I want to watch whatever, Stuart Little. I'm like, no, we're watching Spider-Man again. Anyways,
that movie sucks, sweetheart.
We're not watching that. All right. So, what's trending? So, this is we just searched Google Trends Walls. You want to take that top one?
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick. Okay, let's read about Colin. I haven't heard about him in a while, right?
Been a minute. Yep.
What did he say? This is a quote from him. I would be honored and extremely grateful for the opportunity to come in and lead the practice squad, Kaepernick wrote. I would do this with the sole mission of getting your defense ready each week. He claims to have continued training after leaving the NFL 7 years ago.
Yeah, I know. That's
7 years.
That's where it's tough for me.
Should they give him a chance? So what team is he talking about?
I think he's
talking
about the Jets. Yeah, I think he's talking about the Jets.
Okay.
But
I mean, he
if he's
better than Zach Wilson.
Yeah, well, I mean, and a lot of people are better than Zach Wilson. It's tricky with me on this because I think that he had a really good situation and was really good for a couple years. And then like his whole political stance, which we're not going to get into that. I do think that it pissed off a lot of owners and they lost a lot of money with that whole, everything that was going on. So
that's the main reason he lost his job.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And they're trying to, and he's tried to sue multiple times about being blacklisted and being mistreated. And I think that all, you know, he's worth X amount. And he's going against billionaires. He's going to lose that. Yeah.
And his mechanics and aren't the best in the world.
No,
but that is probably the majority of the reason why he does not have a job.
Yeah. And I think that is too right now, especially because they would have him back and it'd be, but he was,
it's kind of been so long that most
it's
people
7 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
He went pretty hard. I remember him wearing like those like pig socks, like calling like cops pigs and stuff like that. And like going super hard at, even though he was like adopted by to, you know, upper class, like white people. So I don't really know why he hated white people and cops, but he did. So I would say that is interesting. And I would say at this point, if he's saying he just wants to run the practice squad, like he's not even trying to start, but
to me, it's not even worth the mess. Yeah, yeah, and distraction. What? You could bring in a guy.
Yeah, no. Keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, a good example would be the guy that ran our XFL team.
AJ McCarron.
Yeah, like bring him. Didn't he get signed?
He just got signed by the Bengals.
Yeah, someone like that to go run your practice squad and be a quality backup for your team at the same time instead of being a distraction. So
yeah, it's that whole Johnny Manziel, Tim Tebow thing. If they're not going to start, they can't be on the squad because they're just too much of a distraction.
Yep, for sure.
Cool. All right, and then Hyundai and Kia, which are two, I feel like, upcoming brands, and like they make really nice looking cars, and they didn't most of my life. I feel like I see Kias and Hyundais out there. I'm like, those are sharp looking vehicles. Apparently, they're recalling almost 100,000 vehicles because of electronic controller that could cause a fire, which is probably not the best thing in a car.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, I feel like recalls are becoming more and more prevalent just because there's more and more red tape to get through. Mm-hmm. So even the best brands in the world, you buy a new car and you get a recall, that's like the worst freaking letter in the mail to get. You're like, are you kidding me? Like, I just bought this brand new car to not go to the shop, and now I got to take it in to get it fixed. I freaking hate that.
Yeah, that costs them a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it probably cost all of them a lot of money, but that looks like a huge one right there for them. Especially when, I mean, all of them are safety related to some degree, right? Yeah. But any sort of fire that it could cause seems pretty dangerous.
And there has to be, like, I feel like there's a formula I've heard. There has to be, like, a certain amount of deaths before they even, like, do
really?
The recall.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I know they're not going to do it unless. So I think, I remember, just like you said, all brands do it. I remember Volkswagen had one a few years ago. Toyota had one several years ago. So they all do.
Yeah. There's like two main brands of shingles that you can buy nowadays.
Okay.
And one's called Tamco and one's called CertainTeed. And
CertainTeed's got a place out by us.
Out on 70, right? And our main roof installer like won't install the other one because he just doesn't believe in it. He's like, it's crap, blah blah blah.
Which
right?
one he does not install?
Tamco.
Okay.
And I was talking to like someone that knows construction better than me. I was like, tell me the difference between these two, because price difference, it's significant. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if you use car brands, which one's which and which one's which? And I was talking to CJ about it. He was like, I would say Tamco is Hyundai and CertainTeed would be like a Volkswagen. I was like, oh, so not that big a difference.
Yeah.
And you just said Hyundai and Volkswagen, so that's kind of funny.
That is funny. Yeah, I don't remember. I'm sure there has been. I remember when I had Courtney had a Jeep Cherokee, whatever, like 5-6 years ago. There's a ton of recalls on that, so I can't think of a brand where I haven't seen recalls.
Same. Yeah. So. I haven't had any on my Vet yet. It's been a couple of years, so that's been nice.
Yeah.
I would whip a Hyundai Palisade.
Those
are sick.
Yeah, I know those are. And then of course, you know, the Kia Telluride, that blew up. That those are everyone. Those are sharp.
They're made by each other, right? They're owned by the same company. They're like the same.
Are they?
Thing,
I didn't know that.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Look that up, T. Jork.
I thought a Telluride and Palisade were like the same thing, but let's look.
I don't think so.
Operate independently, but Hyundai is a parent company.
Okay,
of
you're
Kia
right.
Motors.
Then, but the operation, but they're Hyundai is the parent of Kia.
Kind of like Nissan Infiniti. Ford and Lincoln.
Except I don't know that either of those is like the high end. Like most of those are the high
those
end.
Those are pretty similar.
No, but those are nice vehicles for the price that you get.
Yeah, so I think Telluride and the Palisade are like the same car. I like them both a lot.
Sorry, are you going to the contract? We've got a couple minutes before we get into my motivation. I got some fun things to talk about here in a minute. You going to the contractor party later?
I am. Yeah, are you?
I think so. I'm gonna swing by. There's going to be a lot of people.
There's like 90 people there.
Yeah.
90.
That is insane. So tell everybody what we got rocking, because I've been out for a week. So.
Yeah, so we're doing contractor appreciation. We've done this a lot, actually, back in the day. Usually have it at our office, have like, you know, our best contractors, all the contractors that we use to fix up our houses, bring them in, show them love, you know, provide food, drinks, have some fun with them. But usually it's about 20 to 30 people. Our team has grown. We haven't done one since COVID. So our team has grown, our internal team has grown a lot, but also our contractor team has grown a lot because we've, you know, establish bigger, better relationships and doing more houses. And so we decided to invite our entire team and pretty much our top contractors again. And instead of 20 to 30 people coming, there's like upwards of 75 to 90 people coming. So yeah. People bring their kids. It's quite the event. Honestly, I didn't have any idea. I thought it'd be about 30 people again. And I probably wouldn't have invited our whole team if I knew there's going to be 90, but they freaking love entertaining anyway, so they're going to have a great time.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the – I mean, I don't know where it was going to park.
Me neither.
Up down that entire road.
Yeah.
That Dusty, he's a coach for the mentorship, and he also is a he's also runs all our construction projects.
Yep, for sure. So, yeah, going out to DRV before that, doing a little retreat planning, and then I'll be there. Five-ish. What about you?
Perfect. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. We'll see. I don't know. I got a daughter with hand, foot, and mouth right now,
that's
which sucks. So I'll probably, if I can get out there before the end of the day, but I'm probably not going to go out there in the evening. So I might miss it.
You've got it before.
I have. Gosh, my whole face looked like a leper.
Yeah.
Not good.
Is that the one that you got for me?
Yes.
Okay, because my son got it, and I stayed home from work. This is when I think it was when. You no, it was right when I went full-time.
Uh-huh.
So, I stayed home and stayed with my boy, and I was like, everybody told me, oh, adults can't get it. Adults can't get it. So I have pictures of him.
Who told you that? Because I had five people text me. They're like, it's beyond contagious to adults. It's way more contagious to adults than kids.
Well, now, 5 years, it was.
Well, I'm just saying, who told you? That was like the opposite of
true. Yeah, I feel like I've heard it from multiple people.
Well, they were all wrong.
Yeah, they sure were. So I was just carrying them around, looking at houses. I was meeting wholesalers and everything. And I have like pictures of me in a house carrying my son, because he was only like, you know, one and a half at the time or something. And I got it bad. It was just started on my hands and went to my feet.
They
I never
walk.
It was so painful for like 2 days that I was taking like oatmeal baths.
With Eliza. Yeah. No, she's got like blisters that like stick out of her hands. God. It's horrible. She has really sensitive skin. So she was a mess. I was gone all week at a mastermind, a real estate investing education mastermind all week. Actually, it wasn't even that. There was like Crypto the Hulk was there. It was quite the event.
The Hulk?
Hulk was there. Like Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Or yes. Okay. Though the Hulk, that'd be cool. But yeah, not near as cool.
Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah, Hulk Hogan was there. So that was cool. And then a bunch of educators in the space were there, so that was really cool to connect with all of them. I'll be talking about that, I'm sure, on future episodes, but that was a really good event. And yeah, I was gone, I guess, the purpose of that, during the entire like most of like 4 days of the hand, foot, mouth. So I missed the worst of it by far.
Yeah, I was gone last week on vacation. You were gone this week at the mastermind. Then I was gone in Branson for a couple. It's been a kind of crazy couple weeks.
It has been a kind of crazy couple weeks. Ready to slow down before I head to Vegas.
Next week's even crazier, dude.
Yeah, that's true, with all our retreats. We'll talk about that a little bit, our retreats. So, all right, cool. All right, so my thought is, and I'm usually not this guy, but Motivation Monday onto that segment. So if you have a job that you don't like and there's a toxic work environment, you're not going to change it, especially unless you're like the boss and own the company. It comes from the top down. So you need to figure out a different something else to do. Real estate's probably the best avenue for you if you're interested in it. We've talked about this before. You can be a contractor, be a project manager, a property manager. You can be a wholesaler. You can buy rental properties. You can flip for yourself. You can do a ton of different things. Go work for a property management company as a coordinator. There are so many things you can do. Get out of that job. Figure out a way to get out of that job. I'm not saying quit tomorrow, but set a plan in place. I did a video on, you know, five things to do. One, figure out your personal expenses so you know how much you need to make. Work on an active income. Work on a passive. Like, there's things you can do, but start that process, because from my experience, it doesn't, like, get better. Like, if there's a toxic work environment, it's from the top down. There's a reason why all the NFL franchises that suck always suck. It's because of the management and the ownership. So it comes top down. Like, the New York Knicks are never going to be good with their current owner. It's been that way forever. And then the Washington Commanders football team, Dan Snyder is apparently like the worst owner in all of sports. Like, they were never good until he's out there now. So it, you think about it, like, even at the top NFL, all these people making millions and millions of dollars, that doesn't get any better because the leadership sucks. So figure out how to get out of your job if you're not happy and there's a toxic work environment.
Yeah, so many other good places that you can be, that you can change your environment to get into those places. I know it's not easy, especially if you've been at a particular position for a long time, and maybe you have some tenure, but it ain't worth it. You know, our lives are short. So if you're going to something every day that you dread, I would highly suggest building up the courage to change your situation.
Yeah, we mentioned it earlier. You spend 8 hours at work, 8 hours sleeping, 8 hours non-working. So half of your awake time is working. And if it's a toxic work environment, you're bringing that home. So maybe all of your awake time is affected by your job.
Yeah,
so
it could be.
You could make those changes, dig in, make a little bit less money, whatever it looks like, to not be miserable and bring the toxicity home with you and have the pureness home with you. Like it's worth it. Like life is too short. Like you said, if you spend, you know, over half your life working and then over half your awake time working, like fix it.
Yeah. Gary Vee had a good quote today that he posted. I think it could apply to, you know, employees, W-2 people, and also business owners. But he said, it's not the amount of money you make, it's the way you make it. Mm-hmm. And I thought that hit me hard.
That's good. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, no, that I mean, I blocked it, but
you still felt it.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, well, hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, share it with a friend. We are going to throw the paper. I have a 10, I don't even know how this is possible. I don't know if there's an arch for me to make this.
It's harder for you once in your life?
Oh, wow. My gosh, yes, I've had such an easy throwing of these.
Want me to go first?
You can go first. So sure to share Wild Luke's story in this episode with a friend. Subscribe. Check us out on YouTube.
That
check
felt
us
good.
Out
that
on
felt good, guys.
On YouTube and
that did not
whatever
spin.
Podcast.
That was like a knuckle.
I don't think
ball.
I can go over. I think I got to go under.
You're going to miss it, so it doesn't really matter.
Ooh. That was close. All right, see you next. What do you mean that was close?
Halfway up the trash can is not close.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We hope you got some major value from our conversation. If you love what you learn, make sure you like, rate, review the show, and help us spread the word by telling a friend.
If you'd like to learn more about working with me inside one of my programs, we'll have those links in the show notes, along with all our social media handles, so you connect with us there for free. If there's a real estate question you'd like us to answer, feel free to send us a message, and we'll cover it in an upcoming show.